Namaste and welcome to Bharat Ke Vau, your ultimate destination for exploring the rich tapestry of India's culture, heritage, art and architecture. We embark on a divine journey to one of the most sacred places in the country. Get ready to immerse yourself in the spiritual aura of Lord Varadaraja Perumal, the bestower of boons, as we delve into the mystical history of the Varadaraja Swami Temple in Kanchipuram. Nestled in the eastern end of Kanchipuram, a place known as Vishnu Kanchi, the Varadaraja Swami Temple stands tall with its majestic towers and awe-inspiring walled enclosures. This temple holds a significant place among the 108 Sri Vaishnava Divya Desams, revered by the Vaishnavite Alvars. Each day, thousands of devotees and pilgrims flock to this sacred site, seeking the divine blessings of Lord Varadaraja Perumal. The temple is located on the sacred hillock called Hastigiri, which symbolically represents the mount in the shape of an elephant. The rhyme of the word Hasti, which means an elephant, matched Atti in Tamil, which is fig, the wood with which the original image of Sri Varadaraja was made. The Lord, legend has it that Indra, the king of celestial devas, was once cursed by goddess Saraswati and turned into an elephant. With Lord Vishnu's grace, Indra regained his original form at this very spot, making him Hastigirinatha, or the Lord of Hastigiri, also known as Attiuran. Lord Varadaraja Perumal is also lovingly referred to as Devaraja or Devadhiraja, the suzerain lord of the celestial devas and the master or the chief of the devas. He is revered by great acharyas who sang praises of him, addressing him as Perarradan, the most merciful, Pranatarthihara, the savior of those in distress, and Varadaraja, the magnanimous granter of boons to his devotees. As we step into the spiritual realm of the temple, we journey through its ancient history. Lord Brahma himself, desiring to behold Lord Vishnu, adorned with four hands, engaged in intense penance. In response, Sriman Narayana appeared before him first in the form of sacred water and later as a forest symbolizing the earth. Finally, the Lord revealed himself during an Ashwamedha Yajna performed by Brahma on Hastigiri. The presiding deity, Devadhiraja, stands in a majestic stance, facing west, with four divine hands holding a conch, discus, mace, and bestowing blessings through the Abhayahasta posture. Alongside him, Goddess Lakshmi is revered as Perundevi, the devoted wife who never crosses the temple's four walls. She is celebrated as the embodiment of divine grace and abundance. The temple's architectural marvel unfolds before our eyes, showcasing the intricate Vijayanagara-style wood carvings and Chola-style stone sculptures. The Kalyana Mantapa, Tulabhara Mantapa, the Vasanta Mantapa are breathtaking examples of artistic finis, reflecting the artistic brilliance of their respective eras. Beyond the historical significance lies the profound devotion of several revered personalities. Thirumangayalvar, the illustrious Vaishnava poet saint, spent great wealth in Lord Varadaraja's worship, and when imprisoned for non-payment of tax, was miraculously freed by the Lord's divine intervention. The devoted Tirukkachi Nambi's love for Lord Varadaraja knew no bounds. He would travel all the way from Poonamalli, his hometown, to Kanchipuram to witness the Lord adorned with flowers he grew in his garden. In his old age, he would fan the Lord and had the privilege of directly conversing with the deity. The great philosopher Ramanujacharya, inspired by divine guidance, laid the foundation of Vishishtadvaita Siddhanta, a prominent school of philosophy. Lord Varadaraja, through Tirukkachi Nambi, revealed 6 essential tenets that form the basis of Sri Vaishnavism, a path of self-surrender and devotion. So, in a way, the whole world is indebted to Devadhiraja Perumal for giving the formal structure to the Sri Vaishnava system. This temple also boasts of intricate wood carvings and stunning Vijayanagara-style paintings that adorn its walls. The beautiful sculptures depict scenes from Ramayana, Bhagavata, and the Sthala Purana of this divine kshetra, bringing to life the essence of the sacred stories. Today, we conclude our captivating journey through the Varadaraja Swami Temple. We are reminded of the age-old traditions, the rich history, and the unwavering faith that binds people to this spiritual sanctuary. Its profound significance echoes through time, uniting devotees from all corners of the country. Thank you for joining me today on Bharat Ke Vav, where we celebrate the myriad hues of Bharat's culture, heritage, art, and architecture. Until we meet again on our next divine exploration, may the blessings of Lord Varadaraja Perumal be with you always. Stay curious, stay amazed, and stay connected with Bharat Ke Vav.